Welcome, everyone, to Total Nonstop Impact, Impact Talk for Impact Fans. Featured right here on the T9 Network. This is Trent Law, my co-host, J-Bone, Uncle Mark, and Bill. And this is Time Machine Tuesday, NWA TNA Throwbacks number 77, boys. 77. That's a lucky number for me and my family. 77 is a big number in my family. By the way, just to know, apparently our intro song is now copyright. It's copyright stricken, even though it was public domain music that was made for us by a filmmaker. It's copyright stricken now, so we just got flagged, I'm sure, for that one. So we'll fix it. We'll get it all fixed up and get a new song or something. But
yeah, no strikes, just copyright notices. So, like, hey, by the way, you're not getting paid for this video.
So the 8 cents we would have made from YouTube on this, we don't. So if y'all want to help us make up for that, go to Twitch and cheer some bits and help us make up for what YouTube's robbing us of on this.
There so, you go. But yeah, we'll do something.
So. Yeah, we'll figure it out. But anyway, welcome everybody. Welcome to the Time Machine Tuesday. Just remember, if you're watching on YouTube, definitely give the video a like. Subscribe to the page if you're not already. If you're on Twitch, give us a sub, give us a follow, cheer some bits. If you have Amazon Prime, you get a free sub per month. Make it TNI if you can. We're gonna get all
thumbs
our
other, up.
Yeah, thumbs up, thumbs down, main event.
No, thumbs down.
Oh yeah, don't thumbs down us. There's always that one asshole though. Whoever the one asshole is, like we know you do it. You're like the one prick who comes and like thumbs downs all of our videos because he's like, well, I hate TNA. I'm just doing it for balance. Is this Sammy doing it for balance? Guys, it's part of the gimmick. I got to do it for balance. So, all right, whatever. If you're that prick doing the thumbs down, like I'd love to know why you're doing it.
So. He's the 1% of the 1%.
Well, you know what? Last Thursday, there is Thursday, no thumbs down. So.
Thursday. Bill, Thursday. It's Slammiversary week. It's Wrestle Week. But get in with the Slam Week. It's Thursday. It's Tuesday. Everything's bay, just so you know.
Well, last night it was all about that Pulp Fiction there, Trent.
Did you watch it?
Oh yeah.
At least
you don't watch Pulp Fiction.
So in the Discord, I missed it, but in the Discord, I saw you guys saying it was uncensored. Now I really want to see it.
Wait, they uncensored it?
Yes.
On access. Uncensored language and violence.
Okay. Yeah. That's good enough.
There's no sex in it.
There's some they blurred out stuff. Some sort of nudity, and then there was a few, especially Jimmy. He says some, let's just say, politically incorrect comments, and those got bleeped out.
Oh,
or not bleeped. They those got
Yeah, I remember. I remember the.
I know what you're talking. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
it wasn't about the Bonnie buying coffee.
Yes. We got a Bonnie situation here.
It's not the storage. I know. Yeah, the storage line. I caught that. But it's not about the fucking coffee, the shitty coffee that Bonnie buys. Bonnie goes to the grocery store, she buys shit. Okay. I buy the good fucking coffee.
This is some of this gourmet shit.
That was back in the day, too, before gourmet.
I know I got good coffee. Like I know Maxwell's. I got good coffee. You don't got to tell me I got good coffee.
Hey. Do you know what they call? Fuck, I forgot the line.
Shut the fuck up, J-Bo. Which one's
a quarter pounder with cheese? A royale with cheese
in France. That's it. It's
listen. Before we get into anything else, I want to touch on something with coffee in a second. But we have Patreon shout outs. Let's get to the Patreon shout outs. Mark has Patreon shout outs.
That's me. Yes, I do. Once again, Cinefe, who signed up for tier 3, and we all know is a big, very well-known Impact fan across the social medias. So thank you once again, Cinefe. And also, new to tier 1 is Maria Beekman. Thank you very much, Maria Beekman. I don't know.
Who is Maria Beekman? I've never seen her before. I don't know.
I don't know.
She follows us on the Twitter box, and that's all I know about her.
There
great
you go.
Name. All right. I love the last name, Beekman. It sounds like a professor, you know, like Beekman. You know, where's that report? Beekman, where's that antidote? You know, like it's like somebody in a fucking like in a movie, like he has the Beekman's got the antidote, you know, and they're like, Beekman, goddammit, the president's on the phone, he wants to know where the antidote is.
Beekman. You actually sound like the principal and head of the class.
I do. You watch way too much TV.
I watch a lot of TV, dude. A lot of television.
Same. It's always running.
Mark and I are talking about doing a sitcom podcast. We're all fed up with Impact on Access. We're like, oh, fucking joke.
Do sitcoms.
It ain't building up Strokes. It hasn't sold me on Slammiversary for shit. We're like, well, I'd rather do us fucking Different Strokes for a whole season.
Dude, we could talk about the behind the scenes of Different Strokes. Oh, dude.
Excuse me while I drink.
Wait, over under, Bill. So he says cheap plug. Did he say cheap plug when he looked at
over under? It's not a cheap plug.
It's not a cheap. This is valuable. Real.
We all start plugging. I'm gonna plug my shirt here.
Look at that. Did you get that at the arena on Sunday, Saturday?
No. I got it. Dave, always doing his stuff, got his pro wrestling loot that came in the box. But you can also buy it on our website.
Gotcha.
But definitely wore to the arena at MLW this past weekend.
I heard you saw Basil. You guys are chatting in the front row there. That was nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good to see Basil. It's been a while.
Been a while, yeah. He said he got to talk to you for a bit. But that was cool. Very nice. We'll talk more about that experience on Thursday. We'll tie that more in. But this is throwback. I like to keep it a little more throwbacky. We stay time.
Oh,
time
yeah. Well, Sandman's on the show tonight.
Oh, that's true. Sandman is on the show. Topical convo. I like
it. I actually want to ask Bill about something that happened.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, let's talk about it now. The hell with it.
Because we talked about it on Sunday dinner, but Bill couldn't make it. What happened with the LAX thing?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I didn't see any footage. I just read about it.
It's throwback related.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there is a new LAX in MLW. Because Conan is MLX. He is LAX. Conan is LAX.
Did they come out to the music? Did they use the music?
They came out to intro both theme songs.
Whoa. Really?
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
During their first appearance, they went with one, but then when they came out again, because they had, like, they filmed TV and then they had that Battle Riot show, and they used both songs. I think Basil was surprised by the one, because I guess they've used the other one before, but they never used really this other one. So who knows what's going on with that? But there is another LAX. LAX will never die.
Big Pop.
I got a weird feeling something's cooking, man.
I think originally people didn't know it wasn't. I think they thought it was possibly Santana or Ortiz when it first happened, because they're really going with that look. The new guys really have the same look as they did.
Yeah, I saw pictures, yeah.
So which I think at first it was a pop, partly because of that. But then they acted extremely heelish.
Really, huh?
Extremely heel for LAX.
You mean hasta la muerte y después?
I'd say even more, like with because
bless you.
It's kind of weird because Conan there to say it's LAX, but Julius Smokes was really their manager.
Julius Smokes,
running around, yeah. and Conan's just like standing there, like he's just standing there. Because I said, Conan, too well. I'm like, why Conan? Why? He's like, why not?
Why not? Hey, you're that fucking Bill guy. Why not? You know,
Conan didn't go to promo though.
Conan, I think he did cut a promo? Did he actually go on the mic?
I saw a photo of him with the mic in his hand.
Where's my hose at?
It was real.
Where my dogs at? Where are they at?
Yeah, you know, he didn't really do that because everyone's like, K-Dog, but he wasn't. But like Julius Smokes is running around saying, eat my ass. Like,
eat my ass. sounds like when Mark's pissed off at somebody, tells him to eat his fucking ass.
Hey, we all have our go-tos, I guess. Our defaults when we're angry.
Good stuff. That, nice. Very nice. So there, something's cooking, man. I mean, ROH acknowledged Chelsea Green as an Impact Knockouts champion.
They did.
That never happened.
I was right next to Ian Riccaboni. And dude,
they've never done that. They were recognized.
Putting Impact over.
Wait, was she? I didn't see that either. I just read about it. Did she come out as Laurel Van Ness or as Chelsea
Green? She came out as Hot Mess Chelsea Green.
Okay, so that's a combo of both. Okay.
Oh, and she's got a new theme song that came out the day before she showed up at Ring of Honor.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Because I follow it's the same band that does Cody Rhodes stuff. Down, what the hell's name? Yeah, downstate. Yeah, same band. And yeah, they're the ones that do the theme. So I heard the theme and I was like sorry.
But I was like, we don't need roads, J-Bone.
We don't need roads. So shit. So I was like, okay, so we got the theme. Where is she showing up now that this is her theme? So I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Wrestling is crazy and unpredictable.
There's a lot going on. Yeah, there's a lot.
I might actually have to check out MLW when it airs. Oh wait, shit! I don't have the channel.
There's definitely something going on with all these companies. I don't know what it is, but something's happening.
Yeah.
I just say, if you're all working together, then what the hell is the point of having these borders, right? Like, I don't know. I don't get it. Everybody's working together. I don't know what it's. Everybody working together to take down Vince. That's one thing.
If that's the first goal, yeah. And then it goes back to competition, I'm perfectly fine with that. I see no problems with that.
Slay the dragon together. Yep. And then
no issues with that. And then we can just go back to business as it was.
Dude,
he's slaying himself right now. He doesn't need any help.
That's true.
Did you see? I was shocked. 1.4 mil for Raw the other day.
What?
1.4 was the rating. That's mind blowing. It's the lowest draw.
Well, that was a tape show.
I mean, even still, the fact that nobody's tuning in, you know, like it's just crazy. Nobody.
That's really low. Holy shit!
That's nuts to me, man. That they are just gone.
There is not a wrestling base out there anymore. I think we just got to start realizing it. The products are all terrible. It's
too much. Exist. I think it's just too much wrestling out there.
It's an oversaturated market by a lot.
You got too many promotions. The fact that AEW is starting a second show to me blows my mind at this point. Like it's
too soon.
So much to keep up with that you're just kind of like, you know, it's when you have so much, you're just like, ah, the hell with it. I can't watch any of this shit. And they're just like, whatever.
I'm just gonna wait for the excuse machine because you know what the ratings are gonna be on Friday night. Not good.
Not good on Friday.
Friday night's not a good night for anything.
And once they go to TBS, they're just going to go down in general. All the ratings will go down.
It's just weird.
Like the million will never be there.
It's just a weird thing, man. There's so much going on. You're overdoing it. I don't know. I'm mind blown by the fact that look at indies, right? AEW even. We have access to broadcast. That one time indies couldn't even broadcast anything. We're on Fight TV like Impact is. Like everybody's everywhere. We can broadcast on Fight TV. What the fuck's the difference?
It's much easier. You had to go to if you want to see some wrestling, you had to go to an indie. You can't be, it's too easy to watch now. You have services where you can watch many indies for one price. You can watch them on Fight. Very inexpensive.
IWTV, $10, you get every shindy out there for $10. You know, it's nuts. It's mind blowing to me how much is out there.
Yeah, everyone talks about knowing your value in the business and all that, but yet these companies almost just give it all away.
Yeah, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. We'll talk about it. Real quick heads up on Thursday at the top of the show for about 10 minutes. I got my buddy Nick Consalvo, camera guy gimmick, is gonna come in and plug his stuff. We're gonna introduce him to the TNI fam. I wanted to expose him to our audience. He's the photographer at AAW. I told him to put together a little collection of the Impact talent he shot recently because he got some really epic shots of like Jake and Josh and who else? Trey Miguel. Like he's got, anybody's come through AAW. I said, just show off your stuff. He's going to be putting together a website soon where he's going to be selling prints and things like that in accordance with in partnership with AAW and stuff. So I definitely wanted to have him come on, show off who he is. And, you know, we've done that with Basil. I do with Nick as well. So he's a super cool dude and a great, great asset to our company. So I was like, hey, you know what? Let's get you over with our crowd here.
You know, you can give him more than 10 minutes. It's okay.
I say 10 just to not scare these people. Well, this guy, he's not an Impact talent. You know, I say 10 minutes, you give him 15, he's happy. I'm not going to ask him, who's your favorite wrestler? How'd you get into wrestling?
15, you're pushing it, Trent.
12 minutes.
12 and a half. All right.
Do people not know what shindies mean? And Brian's.
I think you're overestimating our audience here.
Yeah. Shitty indies. But let's get into it, guys. Let's.
Gotta go pick a powder.
We have NWA
at this point was 70. TNA a shindy.
At this point in 04?
I'd say no.
No, absolutely not. No way.
Way too much money involved.
Yeah. No, not a shindy. But no, this
north,
is,
the LOL TNA crowd was probably calling them a shindy. Then.
Well, the thing was, they were the only other game in town. I mean, Ring of Honor was totally indie at this point, you know?
Yeah, they were more of a shindy at this point.
Yeah. Oh, they weren't shindy.
No, Ring of Honor was really that much yet.
Right. They were still so early on. But like TNA actually had
the Murphy Rec Center. Come on.
Yeah. I think the what hurt TNA early was the name. The TNA name, I think, definitely made people go, what?
Yeah, it wasn't shindy. It was lowbrow.
It was lowbrow.
Yeah, very much so.
I think had they had a different name to start, you would have had a much bigger impact, for lack of a better term here, for people to be like, what is this? Because they came out. Let's think about how much they had early. They had a lot. They had a broadcast. In a few months from what we're watching now, they go to TV. And saying TNA was just a weird, you know, you almost don't want to say in front of your parents kind of thing, right? Or you don't want to tell your girlfriend, I'm watching TNA. She's like, what are you watching? Like, well, Mark, you were married at the time. Did your wife ever react to it?
Oh, of course. Of course. Well, and she knew it as the cage dancer. Like, that's how she knew. I mean, it was super lowbrow, like big time. I mean, through the lens of history, it's even more so now, right? Like, we love it for what it is. But yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah. So that's the thing. It's like, I think the name was a detriment, to be honest. And had they gone to Impact earlier, maybe you could have, maybe like when they shifted to Florida, like go to Impact then. But it was weird. It was just a weird time. But I think that hurt them earlier on. Because, I mean, they didn't, Bill, when did they didn't start using Impact until Hogan, right? That was when they first, where they were like, we're dropping TNA totally.
As a company. Yeah. Well, they were still TNA for a bit. They didn't
They were losing the TNA belt. Yeah.
Until not that long ago.
Yeah, Anthem, right?
No, not Anthem.
Just pre-Anthem, like after the GFW debacle.
When they were full on. Because it was weird because they would be Impact, but they had the TNA title. That was
Yeah, and that was during the GFW. Then once that ended. So you're talking 17 or the beginning of 17
when it was like nothing of TNA existed.
TNA was now, gone. TNA was dead, but now it's back.
I started somewhat watching in late 17 again, and it was Impact at that point.
Oh man.
So probably right in there somewhere.
Sting thought of the Wrestling Matters era when they were saving wrestling for 2020. But I will say this. It's weird because now it's like retro cool again. Now people love it. Now I see all the love for old TNA all the time now. Like you see it all the time. You were like, they give TNA a second, make a second show called TNA. Oh, I love TNA back. Now, like I see the people who were like used to shit on TNA now are like they retro post about it all the time on Twitter because they all were watching it. That's the fucking thing about it. They were all watching back then, acting like they weren't, but everybody was watching it. And you can't say you weren't. So, yeah, anyway, either way, it's Impact now. That's it. So, but let's jump in. Anything else, boys, before top of the show kind of stuff?
Oh, we should take a minute to talk about the passing of Paul Orndorff.
Paul Orndorff, man, yeah. In the first WrestleMania main event, the big event, I mean, people only realize what a big deal Paul Orndorff was, actually. Like the dude actually was a huge deal. He was, I don't know how to say this. Like he was around for the boom. I think he was a little overshadowed by Piper is what I want to say. Like he was, you're hanging out Piper so much that it's like, you're never going to live up to Piper. That you were always next to Piper, but dude, he was still main eventing, you know, things like that. He was still against Hogan.
Yeah, and then he was actually teaming with Hogan for a while, and he had some other good feuds, and that really helped his popularity. Yeah. And I'm just learning now, like that he spent even more time in WCW and had tremendous feuds in WCW with the likes of like Cactus Jack, you know, stuff like that. It's like, oh my God, Cactus Jack. And you're watching like a 93 Cactus Jack. Jeez Louise, just crazy stuff.
I loved him in WCW. That to me, I watched more of him there than I did anywhere else when he was with Paul Roma and everything. I love that.
That's pretty wonderful.
The name was great. Pretty Wonderful. It was awesome. I liked him a lot. I remember when they took him out, when they spiked his neck. and that Horseman spiked him and took him out. He became a trainer. When he beat the shit out of Vader backstage, that was a classic story. If anybody remembers that story,
David Penzer's in the chat. I was just gonna say, I was watching a few of these matches on YouTube and on the Peacock, and I was laughing because I was like, oh my, I saw Penzer in the ring, and I was like, oh my God, he's young there. I almost didn't recognize him. No offense, you know, I'm not-
he looks exactly the same. Penzer doesn't age. It's the bourbon.
He doesn't drink bourbon. He drinks vodka.
I keep forgetting this vodka. Hey, Bill,
is this the fourth time?
Bring him a vodka on me at the Skyway. I'll PayPal you the cash. Bring Penzer a vodka bottle. Give him a little something on me.
But, bottle of Grey Goose.
Give him some Grey Goose on me. Benz, I'm going to send some Grey Goose for you via Bill. He'll have a whole sack of merch or something. He'll have a Grey Goose in there for you. But no, great stuff. The classic. Actually, I would love Penzer to come in here and tell us about the Vader story when Orndorff got into it with Vader and beat the shit out of him backstage. That's a classic story we heard.
Penzer,
if you want to jump in, you're feeling a little loose from the vodka by the pool. This nice
poolside
summer night.
Penzer slinging old stories.
I would love poolside Penzer just to come in here and just shoot.
We won't even nag you for the classic TNA stuff.
No, he's got to make money.
No, we just want the Orndorff Vader story tonight.
It's been told a million times. That's all over YouTube.
Oh, and I've never heard it.
I don't know it either.
Oh, it's great. Great. We'll talk about it later. All right, let's jump in, boys. NWA TNA number 77, January 14th, 2004. Now, I was on my buddy Dave's couch watching this. It's still New Year's buzz in the air. 2004 is in the air. Still very fresh for us. I'm on Dave's couch. It's probably snowing outside. You know, we're probably staying warm. He did not have a fireplace, but he had a nice, comfortable, cozy room where we watched all the TNA episodes. That's where I was. I don't know what you're eating, though.
How cozy was it, Trent?
Very cozy. But you know what? Probably because it's still around the holiday time, his now wife was by hanging out with us. Great story. I ever tell you a story about Mrs. Dave? The great story about her, how she would watch a lot of these with us, but not really watch them. She'd be in the room.
Like my wife?
She would just kind of pass out or take a nap. And I remember one day, I never thought she paid attention to any of it. And one day, him and I were arguing about, no, this happened. No, AJ did this. And he's like, no, dude, all that happened. I'm like, no, it was this and this and this. And she's like, no, AJ Styles beat Jeff Jarrett. But then Jeff Jarrett had a feud with Kid Cash. And then Kid Cash interfered in the Abyss of the Abyss. And then Abyss lost number one contendership. I'm like, how the fuck did you know all that? What? How did you remember that?
She was paying attention.
I thought she was sleeping through the whole thing. She was paying attention through all of it. It was remarkable. We still talk about it to this day. But Bill, January 2004. What's going on? You got the email pulled up?
I'm looking. I'm looking to see if there's anything interesting going on that it seems like this was not a busy week. So not sure what I was doing then. Probably chilling. Because we got the post holidays settling in. Who knows? Maybe playing with some TNA merchandise. Maybe.
Oh man, a D-Lo bubble.
It wouldn't be a throwback without an appearance from D-Lo.
You know, it's funny. Mir's asking what happened to the couch. It's still at his dad's house, from what I know. he still has
what the heck? Holy crap!
Oh, but his dad used to build furniture, so I'm sure he reupholstered it and everything. Old school Italian family, man. He's not throwing that thing away. He's taking it to the couch.
You're gonna need to do a show from that couch.
From the couch, I would love to do from the couch. That'd be awesome. All right. What's Mark?
Sure, borrow the couch to the Zone of Impact. Then.
I should just put it right here. Just do these episodes on that couch.
Only these, though, not the main show.
What's funny is Jay, you saw, I have two leather couches. Dave gave those couches to me when I moved in to this house. He had bought them brand new for his current house, and then they didn't work. It didn't fit or something. So he's like, dude, I got two couches. I'm like, I just moved in. I'm like, I need couches. He's like, boom, brand new, take them. So the couches I have, this couch right here, is actually Dave's couch, technically. So not
Dave's
couch,
still a big presence in your
spirit
life.
Spirit of Dave is right here, baby.
Big presence in your life, Dave's couch.
Awesome. Mark, what's going on January 2004, man?
January 2004, right. After 9 years of community college, I finally transferred to a university.
Oh, look at that.
I transferred to the University of Houston, and I do one semester before transferring away from that university to a different one, and I'll tell you where when we get there.
Oh, okay. As, and now the one you transferred
to. Funk you.
Well, I wish I went to Funk you.
When you transferred, is that where you graduated from then? Wherever you transferring to?
Nope.
No? There's more story here? Okay, great. All right. But, oh, he's right. Was he telling the Vader story? What's going on? Wait, what did we miss here? What's Spencer saying? No, it's not that. Oh, man. Hey, now I owe him a vodka. Bill, can you pick up a vodka for the guy? I literally will pay.
Thank you, but I'll get the vodka.
I'll pay you for it. I'll pay you for it, but give him a vodka. J-Bone, January 24th, 2004. What's going on at the J-Bone house?
Oh, dude, I was just trying to think. I have no idea.
I don't know why I asked this guy anymore. I should stop asking J-Bone.
Does that have to do with the Checkers story from the other night?
Oh, man. Can you, Bill, mention what we're talking about, the Checkers? What people missed on Patreon, real quick, on the Checkers story.
Oh, my God. It got into the nitty-gritty with
J-Bone. It really did.
And Checkers. I let out the scumbag showing maps.
I let out the big Buford of a story.
Yeah, dude, I've been tagging these guys.
You could go on like one of those, please, what is it, like ID, some of the other channels out there, like the Real Crime Mysteries. It was very reminiscent of that. Like I was waiting for Robert Stack to come out and go, unsolved mystery.
No, that was.
And there were some bad reenactors.
That was 92.
What was? Oh, the Checkers?
That happened. Yeah, that was
92.
That was 92.
Yeah. That was 12 years before this. All right. Wow. Let's jump in. We get a recap of 76 with some new bonus backstage interviews, the little clips. I love
it. Yeah. Nice. Very nice.
Very nice. Like, to me, good stuff. That to me is something I feel wrestling should do today. Like when you're doing the little highlight packages, add in a little fresh clip that we didn't see from last week.
How about on BTI? That would work great on BTI.
Something. I think every company can benefit from something like that, where it's like a fresh little after we went off the air type of thing.
Well, it's like more context to the flashback. What's happening in between these two points, today's show and last week's show.
Love it. I think that.
Yeah, there's an assumption in today's audience being made that they watch every second of every show. Yes. And they follow everything on social media. Because Impact does do a good job of giving exclusive like Twitter content. Mm-hmm. Yes. But then they don't replay it usually on the show, which would be a perfect thing. Just use that same content. Because they usually throw clips during a week.
Oh, yeah. Put that on BTI. Well, we remember.
They were doing something.
They did it a little bit early. They stopped it, though.
They stopped doing that on BTI.
The genesis of the Rhino Hernandez arm wrestling Wad of Cash story started on Twitter. And it was 5 parts online only before it moved to TV. And now that storyline is now Swinger's Palace.
That's true. I will say this. When I was down there shadowing, I walked around with Striker. I was shadowing Striker for a day. And that's all the content he was getting. He's like, I'm like, what are you filming? And he's like, I'm getting all the online stuff, all the online only promos. So that, I mean, there was a dedication. I don't know, maybe if he's not doing because he's commentating now. They don't have anybody filming
there for those tapings.
And he wasn't there for these last couple tapings. So yeah, that's, I don't know, maybe if they lacked in that area because of these tapings. But that was, I remember thinking that when he was telling, I was like, man, that is really interesting because you just have stuff that's exclusive on because it's destination viewing. Then I'm like, oh, I got to go to their Twitter. Yeah. I got to check Twitter every day, you know, and check that out.
Well, speaking of, since you mentioned it, have you heard anything? Like, is it confirmed that Stryker's back for Slammiversary?
I heard he was going to be.
Oh, yeah, because have they announced anything?
They haven't, but I heard through somebody that he was set for Slam. I forgot who told me. I don't know.
Josh has been filling in the seat. Like, I know there's been maybe a promotion in Chicago. You get someone to fill in on commentary or play-by-play, maybe they stick around.
I had a blast. That was fun.
Natural, dude. Natural. Thank
you. You did tremendous. You and Tyler Dude, the raw emotion came out from both of you because there was so much happening at that show. It's like, you know, the intensity was up here and it all came through your voice and his voice. It was great.
Yeah, dude, he was great. We had fun. I was like, man, I just want to just come over to your house and just watch wrestling with you now and commentate it on mute, you know? like we had fun just watching it. And I've never hung out with Tyler that much. I was like the first time I really hung out with him a lot, you know? I mean, I don't get to see him much at the shows. The hello, then he goes to commentary, I go to producing. So it was nice to hang out. Dude, it's nice to watch the show. That's my thing. Like, watching the show, I'm like, I never get to fucking watch the show. That's the fun part.
That would be my issue ever working. Like,
peek through the curtains.
What'd you say,
Bill? I enjoy watching the product too much.
I know. I hate it. I have to miss it. But I remember at one point during the Josh Alexander Jake match, I was like, oh, this is so funny. I'm sitting in the exact spot where I was sitting as a fan when Josh won the AEW title for the first time. Because that's where the commentary booth was set up. I'm like, man, I remember being right here watching Josh beat awesome. Eddie Kingston in that round. Like, that's crazy. So it was fun just watching, man. It was a blast. So good stuff. All right, let's kick it off. We get a shot of AJ Watts and Goldie walking in, and then we get Jeff Jarrett calling Tom T. Stenenbaum. I love this guy. I need to know who the voice is. And we got to
Will Jeff we ever Jarrett. See the face? I forget.
I don't think we do.
I think it's just a voice.
It sounds familiar.
A little bit, right? A little bit. It sounds familiar.
Like we're supposed to Jack Tunney.
Jack Tunney.
Like we're supposed to know who that is. It just that voice sounds like it's been on TV before somewhere.
He's good. I mean, whoever he is too good because he's clearly cutting promos. You know, like he knows how to talk.
Well, the hilarious part is he's sitting there. The law firm is called Cinnabon. Cinnabon.
Stenenbaum. But the girl picks up again, and he's like, "Well, tell little Tom T that the greatest NWA champion of all time is on the phone." She goes, "And who is that?" And he's like, "Jeff Jarrett." And then he gets on the line. He goes, "Jeff, baby, how are you?" He's like, "Who?" He's like, "Tom, who's the idiot you have working at your front desk?" He goes, "That's my daughter, Jeff." He's like, "Oh shit!"
Lovely girl.
Lovely girl. He asks about talk about the Masked Man. You know, we got to get the deal on the Masked Man, who came out last week, and he has a to do list, right? Jeff's to do list was great, and it was literally all what's going on tonight. And he asks if I can release the big news tonight. Tom says, "Absolutely, scream it from the mountaintops. You can release all the big news tonight." I will say this at the top of this right here. The Masked Man and the big news are complete farts and jerks to me. Like, we'll get to that.
I don't know who the Masked Man is. Dude, the guy is massive.
It's El Leon.
El Leon. That's it. That's all we get.
The lion. It even shows it on his shirt. The visual aid for all of you.
Yeah, but who is El Leon?
El Leon is El Leon. That's it.
That's who he is, man. He's El Leon.
You know your Lucha Libre there. Yeah. J-Bud.
Not from 2004. No, I don't.
Well, remember last week they were promoting those relationships? I believe he was wrestling
it's some dude from
IWA or
is it El Leon de Corazon?
You know who this is? I'm my bad. You know who El Leon? I knew it was somebody that led to something more. I'm sure he gets unmasked. This is Apollo. El Leon. Remember Apollo when he comes?
I loved Apollo.
That's who El Leon. That's why the body is like he looks like he's good. I mean, that's Apollo. Okay.
Oh, I totally because that was one of my favorites when I started watching like a year later or within the next year, whenever.
Yeah, that's Apollo. Okay, I mean he sticks around for a while. Apollo's there for another couple years.
Few years, yeah. Few years.
Yeah. And then he leaves.
Oh, wow.
That's right. I think he went to WWE for like a minute. That was it. Like a hot minute, and then he was gone. But that's Apollo, who I think ends up teaming with Siaki later, from what I can recall.
Yeah.
I believe so.
That sounds familiar.
Is that near the end of Siaki's run?
Yeah. It's when like Siaki and I think they both left around the same time.
What else can we do with this guy?
They were done with Siaki. They're like, all right, we're done. We got nothing.
I love those guys together. Holy
they were
shit.
Done with Siaki a year ago.
All right, that's it. I'm gonna start doing the FS1 episodes. That's it. When we're done with this run, I'm gonna keep it going. I don't I don't care what anyone else wants to do.
Oh, I'm gonna do it. Declaration. Whoa, right. Patreon, baby. Make some money off that.
Hell yeah.
Look at Jason.
You guys are so you guys are so greedy. All you doing is for money. You know, blah, blah, blah. I'm waiting for that comment tomorrow. We get
I'll tell you what. Fuck that whole conversation again. We have fun on that shit, though. Those shows are the most fun shows because they're kind of a free-for-all. I mean, like, where's that fucking comment Zach made? Like, that last show, yeah, three big old secrets, including one from fucking Simply Steve from TNI UK.
Oh, my God.
Stunning. Stunning shit.
Even Steve. Yeah.
We're corrupted. We're like, hey, Steve, come be on our show. Now tell us your fucking crimes you've committed and shit.
Even innocent little Steve was like, I never told anybody.
So well.
That was great. Fucking
okay. Anyways,
anyway, we get a new opening song. It's the it's the Macho Man.
Yeah,
Are You Ready? It's a Macho Man's Are You Ready song. But it's
I love this. I don't care what anybody thinks of me. I love this shit.
Pretty awesome. No,
and it's even modified. It's like you hear for the X Division, TNA. Like it's mentioning X Division, TNA. I don't know if that first verse was added in for like the remix of this, but it's Macho doing this. It's from his album that came out around that time.
So just keep that in mind as we move forward with these shows.
Yes. Huge crowd. That Juggalo crowd is like out. They're there, man.
It's massive now. It's it's
full.
The bleachers are complete Juggalos.
And they fill the birds. Like they're on every level. Like this is whatever marketing they've done, if they drop prices to $10, I remember they used to be like $15 tickets. I remember seeing the sign. If they're $10 tickets, whatever it is, the arena is packed at this point. So cool. It looks great on TV. And they're loud. They're into it. New digital opening. It looks good. The evolution is interesting to watch.
I love the opening at this point. It's perfect. Yeah. The animated
I like it.
Card with the new song. I don't know. It's very fitting for the time.
I
love it. Yeah, I love it.
They're not 15 years in the past, or only about 5 years in the past.
Yeah, that's about it.
A compliment.
That is a compliment. We go to the mask. El Leon attacking Jared outside. El Leon is we get the name here. They brawl into the ring. Red shirts come down to help. We catch a glimpse of Don West here. Silver on silver, Don West. And very as nice. Jared argues with Tanae, which I love. The arguing with Tanae in this episode was phenomenal. Phenomenal. And he's arguing with Tanae. It's goddamn, I'm sick of you, Tanae. He's like, get out of here.
You see all the fans mean mugging him too, getting up in Jared's face, like defending Tanae and shit behind
him. Love it. I love it. No, not a phone in sight, boys. Not a phone in sight, which I loved. We open right away. Rawhide strap match. It's the red shirts take on AMW. I didn't write anything like special for the match. I mean, AMW went, they win. They beat down Storm afterwards. I still think this is the setup for the Harris solo run that he told us that we remember happening. Anything of note here? It just didn't have much.
Yes, I have one note.
Go ahead.
Did anybody else hear James Storm burp with a strap in his mouth?
Burp?
Yeah.
No.
Not just me. All right. That's all I had. All right.
Wait. How close was the camera here at this point?
Pretty close. It was like on the ropes.
He burped just a bleh.
I'm not sure if it was. It sure as hell sounded like it. And I was wondering if it was just.
And that wouldn't be the worst bodily function he had in the match.
No, I remember when, what's his name? Consequences Creed puked in a TNA ring one time.
Well, Douglas just a few months ago on us.
Douglas. Wait, Storm actually so had something too?
He may have had an accident in the impact zone.
On the other side, at the other end, because I don't remember that.
I believe in a match with Jeff Hardy.
God, interesting. We got to talk about that.
I don't think he's the first wrestler.
No, I'm sure
he may have only been one of loose lips that maybe admitted it.
We get a recap of the Ultimate X 2, a new Chris Sabin interview inserted into that, just about the win. And then we go to Scott Hudson with Michael Shane Douglas, and Tracy Brooks. And my God, Tracy looked incredible here. Douglas all kissing on her. She's all up. I'm like, my God.
She's not the only one. She looked that? Goldie was bringing her A game tonight.
The ladies are on here, man. The Asylum ladies, man, are so underrated in the knockout history. They are just not remembered in the knockout history. They really aren't, man. Tracy looked amazing here, though.
What's have to sell that calendar, Trent.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. What are you going to say, Jay?
What's hilarious about this is Trinity's all like, or not Trinity, Tracy Brooks is, she's rubbing up all over Shane. Mm-hmm. And then she moves so that she's between Shane and Shane and Michael Shane. Yeah. and is she awkwardly reaches below Hudson and behind Michael Shane, and she's like rubbing his neck and rubbing his shoulders. And I'm like, is there like a three-way thing going on here? What's going on here? Like,
J-Bone looking for the real story.
It's professional wrestling, J-Bone. Take it easy. Take it easy.
If you want that shit, go watch some old XPW.
Don't get all cranked up here. You know what I mean? Like, take it easy. This is just wrestling.
I just thought it was funny. I was like, you know, because Douglas is always smooching on her, and I was
lucky guy. Lucky guy.
Obviously, Kaz.
She's gorgeous here, man. Oh, love her. we go to the match then. Michael Shane. It is talk about the upcoming number one contender match. Michael Shane versus Chris Daniels versus Low Ki, number one contender for the X Division title. At one point, the lower third shows Sandman walking into Raven's lair, doesn't find him, smoking a cig. What happened? This no context laugh is always
good. It's because I replayed this like three times because it's faint because it's not super audible. But when he's walking off camera and he's like walking past the camera, you hear Raven.
Later on, when he gets on the mic, he does the same thing.
It's just so funny. I'm like, wait, was that him? Raven.
I was bummed to see Michael Shane win this one, though. I was like, are we still doing this experiment?
They beat the shit out of him, though, for a while there. It was good stuff.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that part.
I loved this because there was so big, dude, the action between Christopher Daniels and Low Ki was
stole the show.
Hell. And then Michael Shane would jump in when he thought that one of them was, you know, like down. Mm-hmm. And they were like, get out of here. Like they wanted to, like, you know, fight each other. They didn't give two rats asses about Michael Shane. So they quick kick the shit out of him and then go back to beating the shit out of each other. I love this match. Honestly think that Michael Shane is seriously improving. I'm beyond the point now where it's like, well, it has to be a three-way so it covers up stuff. I'm beyond that now. I really feel like I'm seeing things. The communication is there. The timing's good. I love this three-way. It was a lot of fun. This X Division
loves three-ways. That's your
J-Bone loves three-way. Soundbite. That's a soundbite right there. I love this.
I'm not talking about Tracy anymore.
Likely story, Bo.
Wife walks in. Honey, no, I'm. Oh, fuck. I'm in three-way, so much trouble.
You're screwed. You're on a podcast with a bunch of dudes talking about three ways and mentioning your wife's name. Like, what is going on here?
A podcast about wrestling.
About wrestling.
Not just any podcast.
Smash this what? Oh, you're dead.
Now I know why you named it Smash This. You're out of here. All right. No. Let's see.
Checker knows why he named it Smash. Come on.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Checkers is the inspiration.
We're gonna get that sponsorship, man. I'm starting to get aggressive on tagging them.
There you go,
Buford. Yeah, we're gonna get that Checkers money. We're gonna get that Checkers cheddar.
That's what's up. Mm. Scott Hudson is in the back with Armando Quintero and Antonio Pena, who I believe passed away. Did he pass away recently?
Yeah, handful of years. Yeah, within the last. Between 5 to 10 years, because they do like a really big get out of pictures of him, and they run like a parade around the arena like all the time for Triple Mania in remembrance of him, and they do a promo they bring the urn out. They give it to who is his widow. She touches his picture. It's like a big to do. Yeah,
I'm looking. He died in 06. He died a long time ago. Yeah. You mean they still honor him on Triple H?
Oh, huge. Like, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, they hold a tribute show to him every year. Copa Antonio Pena. And from that, the Heroes Immortalis is the show that's attributed to him. That's interesting. I know he died so early on. That's crazy. But yeah, so he's with Antonio Pena and Armando Quintero, who I think is still around too, I thought. And they announced a full partnership with AAA. And they announced that on February 11th, the America's X Cup for AAA members versus four X Division members. This is the start of what becomes like those World X Cups. Great stuff. Remember those, Bill? Those became a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Big fan of the X Cup.
One thing I got to talk again. I'm going to keep saying this because people have revisionist history. A lot of the AEW fans make a big deal about the partnerships. The AEW, oh, they're doing so much. Like, dude, you act like TNA didn't do all this before. They had it too. They partnered AAA in year one and a half. You know what I mean? They were already part of AAA. They partnered with Australia, England. They were doing all this stuff to you. We just didn't have the internet boom at the time.
Tony Khan has the sloppy seconds of Forbidden Doors.
I agree, dude. TNA did all this in a time when there was no internet boom to do it with. You know, now it's easy at clip shares, accessibility.
Yeah, and to be fair, Ring of Honor's done it as well. Yeah. Like, this isn't news, but if you're not a dedicated wrestling fan, it might seem like new to you.
It's a very different time, so it feels new again. Yeah. But yeah, no yeah. no fans.
There's no fans.
I hate that people just act like nobody else did this. You know, that's the thing that gets me. They're like, no one's been competition to WWE. It's like, fuck you, dude. Like, are you out of your mind? Like, these guys were on Spike TV doing 2 million people. Give me a break. They weren't competition. You know, like, this shit was happening. That don't act like it didn't happen. And they all know it.
But the worry is, I think it just speaks to maybe a bigger wrestling issue. Is maybe a lot of these fans, like the AEW, this new, let's just say this under 30 wrestling fan or around 30 and under wrestling fan, maybe they weren't part of those audiences back then. And they're like the hanger-ons. They were not like, so that means almost all of those fans are gone.
Yeah.
From the boom.
If you're in your late 20s or like early 30s, you were a 10-year-old kid, under 10 and under. At the time, 12, let's say 12 and under when all this was happening, you weren't ordering pay-per-view. You know, you were waiting when it came to Fox and then Spike later on. I'm sure you saw it. But yeah, you probably weren't ordering the papers. You probably didn't know about all this stuff. But go back and watch is what I want to tell these people. Go back and watch.
Be a historian.
be a historian, you know. But that's pretty cool because what happens after this partnership is there's a ton of luchadors start coming into Impact or TNA.
Oh, yeah.
Tons start coming. This is a huge partnership for them, which lasts a while too. The match we go to is the Internal Problems match, which I love the name of this. The special referee for the Internal Problems match is Glenn Gilbert. I'm like, that name is amazing. David Young versus Simon Diamond. Glenn stuns Diamond towards like a couple minutes in, and then David Young pins him. The swinger comes in for the save on this one, but I mean, I don't know. Like this little inner feud is fun to me. I think it's funny. I think that it's a lot of goof going around. But go ahead, Jay.
Disco is hilarious in this. After the match, Swinger comes out because it's 2-on-1. They're both beating down Diamond, so both Swinger and Diamond are looking out of the ring towards the ramp at Disco and David Young. Disco, you know, holding his ref shirt, he's like, both you and you are out of here. It's like, wait, the match is done.
Yeah, Disco's
hilarious. Timing's a little off there, Disco.
I love me some Disco.
That's not going to help you now.
He's a funny dude, man. Glenn is a funny guy. I want in 2021, I want an Internal Problems match. I think that would be like Swinger's Palace, the internal problems match. Like, this sounds kind of familiar, Daddy. Like,
we, you know, just we already have that. It's violent by design every week, you know, them dealing with all the losses from Diener.
You know what? Am I crazy? Or should there have not at this point been like a Swinger skit where he has like a flashback and it's like they show an old TNA clip in like the bubble?
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Kind
of looks a little familiar, Daddy. It's like,
I don't know why they're not mining the archives with some of these guys that are still here, because we're seeing gems from every single one of them that they could be pulling up.
The fact that Ultimate X2 was not shown in any clips at all leading up to this one, with Saban still being on the roster, winning the Ultimate X2. I can't believe you have not shown that, Matt. Shown a clip of it somewhere. Like, that blows my mind. And Swinger, too.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Garrett throws it up there this week.
Now that we've said it. Because you know Garrett heard this. Like, I know he heard it. Because that's happened before. You guys know it. We've said things, and like, Garrett's like, look at this clip, and it's a business fucking listen. I'm like, uh-huh. Well, what was Garrett doing at, you know?
Yeah, we're spreading the Asylum love. That's good.
To me, the Asylum is the best, and any clips of the Asylum you want to share, I will take.
Well, we are getting Saban Swinger, who were both on this show too. We're getting Saban Swinger on BTI this week.
Show some clips,
possibly for control of Swinger's Palace. Saban fucking loves that place.
He loves that place, man. I mean,
he loves it so much. So maybe
it's crazy.
Wait, can you imagine if Saban takes over control of Swinger's? No, it's not for control. Oh, okay. It should be. I'm saying if anyone
Palace?
Should. Yes.
The machine gun palace. You know, man. Oh my God. The flashbacks he could have in there.
And then Moose is gonna burn it all down to the ground.
Can you imagine like Saban there and then all the references he'd make? He's like, hey, you're gonna be out of here. We're gonna throw you in the pokey with Michael Shane if you don't stop fucking around. Like starts throwing like weird references at it, like old references like Michael Shane, you know, Kid Cash tried to pull that shit when he came in here. You know, like we weren't having it when he tried it either. Like, hey, red shirt security, get in here. Like a bunch of like the winker and shit coming on red shirt security. Man. Like,
they need to tap that archive with Swinger and Saban.
Tap the old references everybody, and then show the clips. Yeah.
Where's Tiny? Somebody bring in Tiny.
Tiny is a big part of this episode.
Yeah.
Big time. Oh my God. Random match next. It was Shane Douglas with Tracy in his corner versus Elix Skipper. New music for Elix on this. Did you guys catch this one thing? Shane worked the neck early, and Elix was like, oh, shit, my neck. Like, I thought it was a shoot. I thought he hurt his neck. Because, like, you caught it on camera, and he's like, oh, shit, ref, my neck. And I was like, oh, fuck, did he hurt his neck?
What was
like,
happening in the
first 2 minutes? So that, like, Shane, like, whipped him in it, like, up by his head. And he looks like, oh shit, my neck. I mean, it sounded so natural, but then Shane kept working the neck. I'm like, okay, can't be broken. He's working the neck, and then he finishes it with like a knelt full. That was a cool. Yeah. I've never seen Shane do that move though.
Stretch full Nelson.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Well, I'll ask Bill. Have you seen that? Because you've seen him a bunch. I've never seen him do that before.
No, that's not. I feel like I've probably seen him do a full Nelson, but not as a finish.
It was interesting. Like
that may have been used sometime in a match, but not that.
I like that suggestion. Saban hires a film crew for the Palace, and it's Paparazzi Productions.
Yeah.
I've never seen him do it though.
I was shocked by the finish.
It was cool though, and then Elix taps, which is weird. And then they attack him. Tracy gets in there; she's attacking Elix. More Daniels comes in. Loki comes in. Potential Triple X reunion, except Loki is like, nah, come out.
How does he say it?
He's like, I don't believe in this right now. I am leaving to retreat back to my locker room. And it just takes off.
That's exactly what he said.
If I'm stuck in a tag team, I cannot become X Division champion. This is not conducive to my career. I will leave now. He's like, what the fuck,
I just wanted Loki to do a AAW show with you as a commentator.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Please bring Loki into AAW.
We had him. He left on good
bring
terms.
Bring him back.
He's MLW. Was he at the MLW tapings? Was he there?
He was not.
There. Interesting.
Oh,
okay.
Really?
Okay.
Now I thought he is on their roster, though, huh? Or
he was pre-pandemic.
Well, so technically Mansa's on their roster too, but they won't let him out of that contract.
I thought I thought low key was going to be a big part of like the return.
I thought so too. I guess not. But I heard the cowbell. I hit it by accident. I've been sitting at home planning my vacation for the summer in my villa in Puerto Rico.
That's what he said. No Selena De La Renta, no MLW.
He does not have an accent like that at all. Jamie turned into a Cuban gangster out of nowhere. Low key, all
that was that was a little more Dario Cueto-ish. Sorry. Or no, excuse me.
Well, he was there.
He's not Dario Cueto anymore. He's fill in the blank. What is it? He's Cesar Duran.
He's MLW shit ass version.
Cesar Duran. He'll always be Dario motherfucking Cueto to me.
We get Scott Hudson with AJ Styles talking about the Mr. TNA Award. He's really putting
cracking up at this promo, man. I was dying.
What got you cracking up?
Just because AJ, like, he's still so bad on promo at this point. And, oh, my God. It was just, I don't know, so hokey and cheesy.
I love you, the fans, and y'all put me where I am today, and I'm not going to forget it. And I love y'all. It ain't about wrestling, it's about love. And I was like,
I was fucking dying during this promo.
He's a young hippie.
Scott Hudson. Yeah. Scott Hudson's like, AJ Styles, wonderful, wonderful, great. You're Mr. TNA, and I'm Mr. TNA, the announcer. What great to have you here. It's fucking annoying, Bill. Just annoying Bill. Just pissing Bill off with his Scott Hudsonisms. I love the next little skit. It's Kid Cash struggling to get the signatures. He's like, he's in some weird, like, I don't know where he is, but he's like all frustrated. He's like, God damn, Chris Vaughn, he's only 19. Nobody cares if he signed anything.
He's
like,
he's in Jeff Jarrett's little closet. He always changes it.
He's all frustrated. And then somebody knocks and they're like, he's like, well, I'm in here. I'll be right out. Tell Jeff to be right out. And he's all frustrated. And then the next thing is like him, he comes out and he beats Tiny into like signing the form, the allegiance form. And he's like,
he was hitting him hard.
Cash, as you know, Bill can attest this. Cash, no matter what he's working, he's a stiff worker.
Well, dude, he beat Trinity around too.
But Bill, you remember the 2013 run he had when he was like bitter veteran run. Mm-hmm. And they had him go up against all the young kids in the X Division. It was like him against Zima or DJZ.
Yeah.
Joey Mercury, the hell was that kid, man? Like Jesse Sorens, like anybody who was new, he had him just he beat the fuck out of every X Division guy, like shoot. And I'm like, God, he works stiff, man. He works.
I think J-Bone thinks like me on this. That's why I want Chris Hero to show up. I want like Chris Hero just to come in and like slap people around like that. That's his gimmick. Just work stiff, Blake. Break all kinds of blood vessels in everyone's chest and call it a day.
Hell yeah.
You need that. You need that in wrestling.
He's got to be.
That sounds like a great Eddie Edwards match. I don't know Chris Hero because I didn't watch him on it. But
Hero's good. He gained a ton of weight, which slowed him, but he can still go. Like his cardio is still good that he can never get tired.
That's always been Chris Hero.
Yeah. I think eventually, well, the last run he had, he basically embraced it that he was a fatter guy now, but he doesn't never gets tired in there at all. Like the cardio is still 100%. Because he never like when gets winded. What sucked was a little small Chris Hero side bit. So we had him at AAW pretty regular, and there was a match where he snapped the rope, and he felt really bad. He's like, "Oh fuck, is because of my weight?" You know, like he felt bad that he snapped. I mean, it happens. Ropes do snap. Things happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he was the reason. No, that's a coincidence,
right? But the second show, at the next show after his match again, and he snapped another rope. And then he felt really bad. He's like, fuck. Like, am I just getting like, because it happened during his match again. He hit the rope and boom, it just happened again.
How'd he play it off?
He looked visibly upset by it. Okay. That it was, and then backstage, he was really bummed out that he's like, thought it was him. You know, he's like, fuck. This whole show goes on, a bunch of luchadors flipping around, and I'm the one who snaps the fucking rope, you know?
Boy, and that happened to him. I saw a match with him, and in fact, it was his last match, and it was Keith Lee's first match, I think? Something like that on Evolve. And same thing happened, except he broke two ropes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I got to break that gimmick.
Man, no kidding. Yeah.
Like rings came. Yeah, well, what? Like Bam Bam, Big Show, those guys all broke rings.
They broke rings.
Yep.
Well, the Big Show one was set up, wasn't it? That was the setup.
Yeah. Oh no, yeah, they were fake. That was fake.
Yeah.
But
yeah, but it was still a gimmick. Then
was that not was like the Big the Show's
thing. Did a bad job and sold it before it actually broke down the ring. If you want to watch that on replay, you see the referee jump before it collapses. Yeah,
that's right. You do see the referee jump.
I do remember that. Actually.
Wildly too.
Is it Lil Mach? Lil Mach the ref in that match?
No. I can't imagine him doing something that stupid. It's probably like someone like Mike Chioda, where everyone thinks is awesome.
Quaida, whatever. I always appear.
Quaida.
Quinoa.
Mike Quinoa. So he beats Tiny. Tiny signs under duress, which Mike Tenay mentioned under duress. And then Chris Vaughn comes in, like saves the day. And then Chris Vaughn is like hella over. I don't know where.
Dude, he's over as fuck.
I wrote down.
I mentioned that on the Discord.
I wrote down, why is Vaughn so over?
I just wrote down, Vaughn is fucking over.
I was like,
the only thing I wrote for this one, women screaming.
Yeah, dude, did you hear that?
Dude, there were women actually getting pregnant during the match.
Yes.
Not even having sex with Catch or Vaughn, but they were like, just like the big O was happening. It was hilarious. Oh, I was like, oh, yep, there's another pregnancy right there.
Dude, Chris Vaughn got so much poon that night, I guarantee it.
I was like, shocked, dude.
He was massive over. Biggest pop of the night.
I
over
couldn't believe
19-year-old Chris Vaughn. Over.
I was like, why is he so over? You know, like
so in the Discord during the watch along, TC pointed out Chris Vaughn's first match ever was with Carl Machine Gun Anderson, 2021 finalist. I don't know, but that was his first match.
Well, as you guys saw that old poster that Danny gave me, I mean, they were on a show here in suburban Chicago. Carl Anderson was on a show in suburban Chicago 16 years ago when he was like a nobody, you know, like, I mean, that guy's been around a while. Nobody knew him. He was not a known guy in the Indies until he went to Japan. However he ended up in Japan, I don't know, but it's crazy. Anderson's been around a long time. But you never know, you know. You never would know. He was not an indie darling or anything. But Vaughn super over. Cash does win. He beats him. Thank you. Look at that Lakers. Not as over as my TNI family, baby. That's over. What I'm talking about. Cash wins. Cash makes.
Yo, Cash almost killed him. He didn't just win. He almost fucking killed him. That slam off the top rope, and then that moneymaker was fucking. Brutal.
He got him pretty good.
Yeah, I felt bad for Vaughn at the end of this match, but he did get his licks in early. 19-year-old Chris Vaughn over.
Yeah, that's one thing about Cash.
It was a good fight.
He'll beat the shit out of a rookie, but he will put him over. He makes him look good. He is such an underrated wrestler. I cannot even emphasize. If you get it, like that dude gets it. You know,
This segment was really enjoyable. I thought I liked this entire thing.
It was
especially what comes next.
Well, Tiny's big ass gets in the ring and this shirt off, hairy back, like just a slob, just a fucking like. I was like, God, like what?
Fucking running Cash over them.
He plowed him over like running. I gotta imagine Tiny was trained because he knew what to do in there, man.
He's so hairy.
I did a little research on Cage Match, and Tiny grew up to be Luke Gallows. I'm just kidding. But where we all start and where we end up. How it started, where we are today. He's a star now. He's a star now. No, but he comes in. He was just a tub. His hairy back. I'm like, oh, God, his slob. But he's plowing over Catch. Crowd goes bananas.
Fucking ape shit at this.
Ape shit. Heavy D runs in, the red shirts run in, AMW. I mean, it's like
Harris comes out, crowd dies though.
Did they? I didn't get this.
Crowd dies down when Harris comes out. He does not get a reaction.
Well, speaking of reaction, if Skull's right, is he talking about
Chris Hero
and Joe Doering in a match?
Oh shit.
Probably maybe Carl Anderson and Joe.
Oh, Doering. Carl Anderson. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, Brian saw Joe early around here, around these parts. Yeah, he saw Joe back when He was just a regular dude, Joey Doran from the Midwest. Blonde
Joey
hair.
Doran.
Oh, he Joey from the block.
Joey Doran the from blue, the Midwest. The
old blue, Joey D from the block.
The blue chipper was Joey Doran from the Midwest. Hey, how you doing, guys? Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Joe Doran, nice to meet
hey,
you.
Hey, Joey Doran, nice to meet you. Hey, how's it going? Hey, how about them Bears, huh? I'm a Packer fan myself, but hey, shit. Just fucking schmoozing the room. There he is. And look what he turned into.
Mean mugging everybody all the time.
Beating the shit out of Joey people. D.
Are you driving, Bill, or are you flying?
I'm driving.
Driving? So you got room for the Joe Doran heads, for sure. When do you guys leave? When are you guys taking off?
I leave Friday.
You leave Friday? When do you leave, Bill? When are you going down?
I'm going to be leaving Thursday because I'm going to see Joe Doran and company up in Michigan.
That's what Thursday night is that?
So you're going Thursday to Michigan night. And going down to Nashville, huh? Oh, so yeah. You're hitting the road. Are you going? Wait, is Dave with you, or are you just going solo?
This is a solo trip.
No kidding. Wow. A lot of driving, man.
That is a lot of driving.
How's Dave doing?
Yeah, how's Dave
doing?
He's
doing good. Dave's doing good. He's at both shows this weekend, so.
I haven't seen his videos lately.
He hasn't been doing many videos lately. Who knows? Maybe we'll get back into that again at some point, but right now he's not doing the videos, so we'll see.
You got what, about, 8 hours? 8 hours to Michigan?
Yep.
And then another 8 from there. Down to Nashville, right? It's 6 from Chicago.
Yeah, it's roughly. Although so, I might be making a pit stop in the middle. We'll see. If I stop and maybe do a show, maybe in
OV-Dub?
Oh, maybe yeah. A little OV-Dub Friday night.
Nice.
Well, Zach was saying Goldilocks is playing in Kentucky.
I got to see if I can confirm that because she played last, but she might be playing it again.
Is she a Kentucky regular down there?
She might be doing because she did a set Friday this past Friday, but she might be there again this Friday. Because if she was there, I might try then to stop by and check it out.
I'm guessing it's at that 4th Street Live thing that they do in Louisville, that big old outdoor party thing they do. That'd be great. You can see Goldilocks on Slamversary week. That'd be awesome.
That's the thing. I was hoping, like, it just seemed like obvious. Like, she should. I think she does have a show in. It might be in Kentucky, not in Nashville. The night of Slammiversary.
Really?
She'd definitely be booking. I think there'll be a crew of us that would definitely go check it out. Absolutely. If she was somewhat local.
Jay, you were going to say, I think you wanted to send a message there.
Tell her J-Bone says hello.
You know, I catch it. She'll retweet J-Bone stuff. She'll retweet Smash stuff. She'll retweet J-Bone. I'm like, this is something else. What's going on here? It's still last.
She hasn't done that for a long time.
No, she did it the other day. Yesterday. She retweeted you yesterday.
Oh, she did?
She sure did. I saw it came up and so, because I retweeted it, and then she retweeted. So I was like, came up on that. I saw it on there, man. So.
J-Bone. Oh, was it the jacked up jukebox?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
dude, get her on Jacked Up Jukebox.
Oh shit, hell yes.
She's a fucking J-Bone. Musician. Get her on Jacked Up Jukebox. Jay, that's perfect. She would totally
absolutely.
Do it.
Absolutely.
Oh my god, that's perfect.
Trent, you'll have to sit on that panel too.
Oh, I wouldn't interfere. That's their moment, man. I don't want to get involved in their moment. All right. That's like being a third wheel on a date, you know? I don't know.
It can't be a moment, so I'm going to need a wingman.
Hey, Goldie. You know, J-Bone there talking about you for a year.
Goldilocks comes on. J-Bone gets hit on and potentially a date. I joined the show and now we're not allowed to have guests. Sorry about that.
Well, there's another reason for that. I don't know. Somebody gave Mark a can of propane or a can of gasoline and a fucking match. And he's like, fuck this shit. I'm going home. We confirm this week, though. Mark, we confirm this week. It's not just us in that room. We found that out.
Oh, yeah.
We go to... We go to Jim Mitchell and De Niro and Punk promo, which was good, which Mark, you liked a lot. I know that.
Man, again, for somebody with like so little CM Punk exposure, and he's like one of the biggest stars in the industry, this is fresh to me because I don't remember him when I watched this run because he was nobody then. But his promo is fucking strong, man. He's a really good promo. And how long has he been in the business at this point? He's young as shit, clearly.
A few years. This is still really early.
He was part of the class with Cole, which I think they're they're a 2000, no, 90. Danny was 97 and Colt Punk and Cabana, I think they're 2000. No, they're 98 or 99.
That make him 5 years ish in at this point.
Then. Maybe 2000 even, you know, yeah. At this point. Yeah.
Pretty strong good. Promo. Real. I mean, he's, let's put it this way. He's in there with James Mitchell and Raven in that mix and he's getting mic time. De Niro got, you know, 3 seconds to whatever the hell he said. So
I found something out. So I was talking to the guys about it, after AAW the other day, we're talking about there was a car that would go every week from Chicago to Nashville to get on Explosion. It was a Chicago car. It was like Dave Prazak, who was at MLW now. We probably saw him, Bill. We probably saw him bopping around. Dave Prazak, who owned Shimmer. Dave Prazak, CM Punk, Colt Cabana, Spider Nate Webb. Danny went a few times. A couple of other guys. Danny Dominion, who I think made a TNA appearance before. From what I was told that day, they're like, Nate Webb actually got a TNA trading card in the first set. That they put out during this time. Nate Webb got a TNA trading card and they're like, he hangs on to that fame to this day. I'm like, really? I didn't know nice. He had one. So Spider Nate Webb actually has a TNA trading card because he went down like all the time. Like they said, Nate would go to everything, but there was a Chicago Midwest car that would go from Chicago through Indianapolis, pick up Nate Webb and anybody in there and like pack it to the brim, just go to Nashville every Wednesday.
That's cool.
Yeah. And they were all there. Like Punk got on, you know, he got on, he got about to be a part of it. So that they do that. And Scott Hudson goes to the back to Raven's lair and there's a cloaked individual. And he's like, Raven, come to get a word with you, Raven. And it's Jim Mitchell. That's a great Jim Mitchell promo, which is fantastic. And then we get the match. It's the Gathering with Jim Mitchell taking on Sandman and supposed to be Raven. This took a long time to set up, man. Sandman took forever to start. He did the whole shtick. And then they're playing Raven's music. Nobody's coming out. Sandman starts playing, fighting. Just starts solo. Gathering wins. They end up caning Sandman. Raven never shows up, though. Interesting. Where do we go with Raven?
Weird. Yeah, this whole thing was weird.
The whole segment was kind of like...
Yeah, I didn't care for it. This was like definitely the low point of the show. I liked the whole show. I thought this was a pretty good episode. This was not good.
I really liked this because it just showed... Like how much fight was in Sandman. See, this is I've always known Sandman to be like, all right, drinking beer, bash my head, fall down, whatever. And I'm paying attention to like Sandman's doing shit that I never seen him do before. I like this is all new to me. So he is whipping Punk and De Niro's ass here until he gets his own ass handed to him.
Here's your ass.
In my ass.
Hey, wrong show.
Hey, Moose goes where the fuck Moose wants to go, all right?
And he went to Total Nonstop Impact this week with Bison interviewing Moose. This week it is on the channel right now. Go check it out.
Bison Talks Impact. Fantastic interview, brother Bison.
One of the few people who's gotten Moose for an interview. Moose does not do a lot. Bison got Moose. So go check it out. If you haven't watched it, it's on the channel right now. Go ahead.
Moose kayfabed his ass.
Wait, did Moose go all the way to the UK or did Bison come here?
They met in the middle.
They met in the middle, right there, on a boat.
Yeah. International waters.
On an island.
Are you
Moose versus Beefalo was too big to be done on land, so they had to charter large ships.
He's like, are you Moose? Like, who the fuck else am I going to be in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean?
It's like, who are you, the Beefalo?
You got 17 minutes. Let's talk. But go ahead, Jeff, and finish your thought.
Oh, no, I just really like this because for once, it didn't take 15 minutes for Sandman to get in the ring. It was only like, you know, 12 and a half. No. No, I just dig this stuff because it seems like Sandman lately has more fight in him than because I've seen other stuff where he just didn't do jack shit. Then all of a sudden it feels like he's really working good. I don't know. Maybe
it's that's what's cool about this show though. Like that's like the experience with Punk for me. I don't have a lot of exposure, so this is, you know.
I hang on this early stuff with Punk. This just fascinates me because I've always, you know, dig seeing his early stuff. Like I've got some of the DVDs from his the Summer of Punk stuff that they came out, and I watch them once in a while. It's because the shit's so good.
Yeah, yeah.
Who knows if they find out his opponents he ever lost to were smoking some wacky tobacco, maybe he'll get some more wins on his record.
Oh, how about that? That was
how is some weed gonna enhance your performance in a fight?
That was 4 years later.
I don't fight very much, but what the fuck?
We just got the test results back. It's from 2016, and CM Punk, it's a draw.
Yeah, right? Why did that just come out now?
I don't know why it just came out now. I have no idea. No idea. Weird.
It's hilarious.
But
does that mean that they got to like pay him back money for actually getting a win?
Right.
They didn't give him the win. They made it a draw. They took it out of the loss.
CM Punk can't win an MMA match. Come on.
No.
They didn't want to sell you the whole thing.
Screw that draw shit. He should take him to fucking court.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what is he called?
They should fight again.
Yeah.
They should just fight again.
It's not his best friend or anything, right? Oh, he's not going to take his. Yeah, fight again. We go to the back. So Raven, they're setting up something with Raven. I don't know what it is, but we'll see where this unfolds.
Why do I have a terrible feeling? Just at this point in Raven's career, we know what his personal life looked like.
Oh, you think it's more to that?
I think it's probably something like that. I don't know shit. That was my first thought was, oh man, I wonder if this was one of those times he no-showed.
I don't know. I heard I don't know.
Next week will be telling, because I think if that's the case, someone addresses it in a promo.
Yeah.
Vince is writing something to take a shot at him.
If that is the case. Yeah, if that's the case. I don't think it is.
Speaking of, I got to say, I heard a promotion that I visited, one of my visits in Florida, ARW. Mm-hmm. Vince is going to be showing up for a show there. I believe this Saturday, really? So he will not be at Slammiversary.
Vince Russo?
ARW.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah.
How does that sound? Is that where that chick from 90 Day Fiance is wrestling?
Well, that's where Cardona, Meyer, Sue Young, like a lot of Impact talent has showed up down there.
I was just listening to his show. He hadn't mentioned the indie bookings. Is that Atomic Wrestling Revolution? Is that it?
Yes. Yes.
I'm looking at their site. What do they got?
That's
here?
It, dude. For you 90 Day Fiance fans, Paola is now a wrestler as of 3 months ago and will be on this show.
I see the Headbangers and Garrett Bischoff are on their roster at ARW.
Garrett Bischoff
in his Aces and Eights getup. He's in.
Oh yeah, look at that.
That's funny. I don't see Russo listed here though. I don't know, Bill. You tell me, man.
Hold on. I'm gonna double check.
Got me wondering now. Vinny Roo.
It was definitely announced, unless it's already gone.
Sue Young's on their roster here. That's funny.
Oh.
Unless I'm getting the promotion mixed up with a different Florida promotion, but hold on.
Jesse Neal, Ravens listed on there. Oh, that's as their alumni. They've had some good alumni. Not too much, actually, but there's like nine listed here. who's Rex Backus? I never heard of that guy. Where are we at here? Oh, man. Here we are.
Okay. Gathering Raven.
I have my notes. I clicked off my notes. Here we are. We go to Scott Hudson with Eric Watts. Eric Watts and Goldilocks. And he tells Goldie, stay in the back. I'm going to take care of business tonight. And she goes like psycho girlfriend. She goes, what? Are you breaking up with me?
This was random.
They're writing Goldie into the ground, man. With
They've already written Watts into the ground. He's done. Goldie is getting brutalized in the writing room. This angle with Watts is fucking hot garbage. Oh, my God.
Yeah. She did this because she had to make Callis think that their little talk actually mattered, that it actually meant something, so that they thought that she was actually going to turn on him. That's why she did this.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. In retrospect, you're right. It was just so sudden and awkward, and she flew off the handle, and it was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Well, yeah, it was awkward, but you knew this was going to happen at some point because there's been little things happening over the last few weeks. Like, she's been kind of, like, questioning stuff, you know, and then
his role and who he is and what he says.
Callis has a little talk with her, and then it's like, okay, so... All right, you're thinking, okay, she's absolutely going to turn on him, and if she shows up later, it's, oh, fuck.
Yeah, good point. But it was so weird. It was really random. as they go to Tanae and West, you hear Sam going, Raven! Raven, where the hell are you? Where the hell are you? And he's like, I'm going to dance. He's like, I've been told never to dance with the devil, but I'm going to dance next week. And next week, I'm bringing the, what is it, the king of the thousand thumbtack match, Boss Mahoney. And like, the crowd eats it up. And they like it. So Balls Mahoney debuting next week. So it's 2004. I saw Balls around, in India around this time too. So he was still Balls Mahoney. He was still taking chair shots and crazy shit.
And, boy, that guy could take a chair shot.
Oh, I mean, it cost him for sure.
Well, off you.
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt.
So this is bad. Callis interrupts on the screen and he goes, it's time. It's time to drop the big news. This is it. My God. You know, Mike, today you better strap yourself in. This is the big news. And they drop the big news that Johnny Fairplay is coming to TNA. The most hated man in America. The crowd is mild. Now, I will say this for context. I never watched Survivor. I don't know, Bill or Jay, you guys ever watched Survivor?
I watched it, I think, the first season. And then I watched it when I went up to Impact when Johnny was on there and they did a viewing with Johnny in the audience.
Now, we'll say this. Dave was Survivor fan. So when this got announced, Dave popped. I remember him like this was a big deal to him because he was a huge Survivor nerd. So he was like, what the hell? Like, he's like, I'm like, who the fuck is Johnny Fairplay?
Yeah, that was me tonight or today.
But I remember Dave reacting to this, and to him, it was something. This guy
is
was
this the first, which becomes a trend in TNA of
reality show stars.
Reality show stars that make appearances.
Yeah, because you had the only celebrities prior to this were Urlacher, the Tennessee Titans, Toby Keith, Chris Rock. That's maybe I'm missing a couple here and there. Oh, somewhat few here and there, but yeah, he's the first reality show star to come in. So that does become a trend. You're right. The Jersey Shore folks come in.
Oh yeah.
They do a bunch of stuff, but Fairplay sticks around for a little
bit. He has a big role. Fairplay.
Yeah. I think they put him in the office even at one point. I think he worked for the company in some capacity, like in the office later on. And then, yeah, Bill, when you saw him, when was that? What year was that? Because I know he came back and did something. He did something.
He did. I feel like not even, like, not that long ago, which is kind of crazy. Not during Anthem, but sometime later. Maybe he came back during that. Because, like, but it was like a one-off. It was, like, at a set of tapings. And it's like, Fairplay's back. What the hell is he doing here?
It was so random. I remember seeing that, too. And I'm trying to see if I can find that. It was so weird when he came back. I'm like, Johnny Fairplay?
But I think most of the people were like, Johnny Fairplay.
There he is. Johnny Fairplay.
The most hated man in America.
The most hated man in America.
He's definitely got a punchable face from what I saw.
And that was it. He's not a bad heel on TNA. When they put him into like a pretty predominant spot.
I don't remember this guy.
He's not. Yeah, here we go. Let me see. I guess he looks like he did professional wrestling prior to all this too. He did a little something. He was a personal assistant for Roddy Piper for a year and a half prior to Survivor. Ooh. I never knew that. Here we go. What is this? Oh, but let's see. He was Dalton. Yeah, his name really is something Dalton, but he was signed to TNA, appeared on Johnny Fairplay, and the promo began in January. And then we started all this. And then he came back, Bill, in, now that I mentioned, but he did appearances for Dragon Gate and WXW. What the fuck? Like, he was around that much.
And I'm wondering, maybe did I see him at a different show? Not Impact.
He did. So he's done stuff. He's been around, but he appeared in 2005. Trying to see, he's been around. But no, it might not be listed here, but I know he's right. He did something for them not that long ago. But Johnny Fairplay. Crowd has no idea who he is. They're like,
I know now more about Johnny Fairplay than I ever thought I would.
Crowd went totally mild on this. Scott Hudson with Jeff Jarrett Abyss talking about the match. Nothing special here. Just Jarrett being upset. Main event time. Here we go. Eric Watts, AJ Styles versus Abyss and Jeff Jarrett with Don Callis. Now, nothing special match wise. Anybody have anything on the match? Just
no
standard, right? Standard punch match, kick. Yeah. Jay, anything on
AJ's your... a star.
No, I just you know, we haven't seen Watts in the ring in a while. Unfortunately, he looked like a fucking hobo. But...
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, what was with that?
Jeff Jarrett hits Watts with the belt and gets the pin, but Tenay is the star of this one, man.
Oh,
he's like, this is too important. This is too important. He's like, no, absolutely not. He's like, Rudy. He's like, he's calling for anybody who will listen at this point, going nuts. Bill Barons comes out and they restart the match. And the best part of this, I want the screen grab of this. Jarrett's like, God damn it, Tenay. He's like choking him. And Jarrett's like, get the hell out of here. Get him the hell out of here. Get the hell. You just hear Tenay to say, get the hell out of here, like 1,000 times. And he's like, there, the heat, the crowd is going nuts. Jarrett's choking Tenay. I was like, get off him, get off him. It's like chaos.
Yeah, West is screaming, get security.
It is chaos. And I love every minute of it. El Leon comes in, brawls Jarrett away. Goldie comes out and she goes, I won't be ignored. And then, like, nut shots Abyss. AJ Styles pins him, gets a title shot.
It's a crazy, weird pinning sequence.
It's so weird. It's like, this is all Gallus gets on the mic. My face hurts from smiling so much about this.
Goldie's my hero.
Gallus gets on the mic. He's losing his mind. I will quit if Watts doesn't get fired. And Watts like, oh yeah? Well, if this gets overturned and AJ doesn't get his title shot, I'll quit. And Jarrett refers to the – I love how Jarrett's like, we'll talk to the owners of TNA. I'm like, what, are you going to look in a mirror and talk to yourself? talk to the owners and see what they have to say about this. And I'm like
– kayfabe, daddy.
So it's you and Dixie having a conversation in the room, basically. It's going to be like that Spider-Man meme where they're pointing at each other like, wait a minute. You know, they're all pointing at one another. But that's it. Went off the air. I mean, it was wild to go off the air with this. It was fun. I mean, if you're selling me on next week, I am bought in on next week for sure.
Yeah, this was a good episode.
It was a fun. It was just fun. It was like,
yeah.
It was nothing mind blowing. Like
story wise, no.
Just fun. It was just a fun show.
Oh, the action was great. Like I really liked the opening tag. Like yeah. I kind of giggle when I'm like, well, another strap match. But man, these two tag teams beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah,
the X Division, the three way, I loved it. You know, the goofy stuff with Glenn Gilberti, Disco. I never write down Glenn Gilberti. It's way too much to fucking write.
I write Disco.
Always write Disco.
I mix it up. I saw the tweet you sent me, Bill. Yeah, he's there. That's rare. He hasn't mentioned on his podcast yet, at least.
No, he has not put in a tweet there.
there's a spam comment in the chat, which is I'm not gonna display it, but it's hilarious.
Yeah, I know I'm cracking up. If you're in the Twitch,
come on, Kyle. It's pretty good. What a scumbag.
It says New York is hot. That's got to be Kyle, right? Can somebody screenshot this? Yo, anybody watching on YouTube, go to your Twitch right now and just look at this comment. This is fucking ridiculous.
That's why you got to get on the Twitch, man.
I can't even read this. We'll get thrown off of everything.
You can't read it. It's hilarious, though. Oh my! Everybody, go on
That's
Twitch.
That's got to be on the next Good Brothers badass movie night.
Mark, somebody screenshot this immediately. This is ridiculous.
We're just on air with dead air laughing because we're all reading some porn comment.
What
the Ram rant? Oh my god! What is you?
I just took a screenshot.
Okay, good. Cowboy
hit the Ram rant. Hit the Ram rant.
So much stuff about naked cowboys.
Big hard throbbing cross ramming cowboy.
We got a second.
I don't know what is it.
I'm feeling really uncomfortable right now. I need my wife.
New York is hot. Keep it coming. Literally.
Yeah, dude. That was
literally.
We're not even gonna kick you. That was awesome.
I'm not kicking him. He's great. Yeah. But that's the Big show, fan. Guys. That's number 77. They sold me on 78. I'm all in.
That was
77. I'm all sold on 78. Like I am excited to watch 78 go down. So definitely great. 04 is off to a hot start. They are really, I mean, this is it. This is probably the best year of the Asylum in terms of like just everything firing. And dude, this is it. Just keep watching. They're only in January. So great show. Great show. A lot of fun with this one. But so that's it. Any other final thoughts? And the final thoughts? He's New York is on his back. He's got final thoughts. Holy crap. This is great. Yep, now he's talking about banging dragons. This is amazing. All right. That's enough. That's enough.
All right.
All right. But that's it, guys.
We'll read this on a Patreon thing or something.
Are we? Yeah, we should. Let's screenshot all this. Are we doing?
I did.
Is there a prediction show on Smash coming up? Are you doing a prediction on Smash?
Well, it's the big show. Aren't we doing a prediction show? Are we getting away from predictions?
Well, I don't know. We'll just do a quick one at the end of. Well, you're not on Thursday. Are you off?
I may join for some of Thursday, but I'll be getting ready to leave the next morning.
Hop in for a little bit. Bill, are you going to join from the hotel, or what's your plan?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
And
we got to decide. This is Slammiversary. Is on at 10. Do we go there, or do we wait for it to end?
No, because all they're going to do is there isn't going to be any original content on that.
Yeah, just as a recap. So we'll do our prediction show at the end of that one.
Yeah, because I was thinking Friday, but I learned earlier today that my Friday is going to be all crazy because Pop's guy has a doctor's appointment we just made for him. I'm picking my son up late, so
we're going to do a prediction show tomorrow.
So we got by. Well, TNI UK is on tomorrow. We could.
Well, not in the afternoon.
At the evening, how about this? We'll play it by ear. We'll let you guys know. Worst case scenario, we'll do it at the end of Thursday's show. How about
that's
always the backup. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We'll be at the TNI UK tomorrow, guys. Don't forget the Moose interviews up with Bison. Check that out before they go live tomorrow. They're doing their preview. I'm gonna guess they got a lot to talk about. So we'll see what they do tomorrow. So 12 Central US, 6 p.m. UK.
Make it TNI in the UK. Chat. Chat's getting hype on TNI UK. Join us.
They're bringing more people in, so jump in.
Join us.
Chat.
And if you guys enjoyed Simply Steve last Thursday, that's his home, TNI UK. So you can catch him on Wednesday.
That's right. Check that out. And then we'll be on Thursday. Watch along on Twitch for Impact and Access TV and BTI. And then with the post show, as soon as they go off the air, with the full post show breakdown of everything. And then Slam is Saturday. And we'll get you details on that as we come along. So that's it. Anything else, boys? Get the plugs in here.
Family dinner on Sunday.
Family dinner Sunday for sure. Sunday family dinner for patrons. Don't forget, if you're not on Patreon, go check it out, guys. Look at the Patreon tiers. There's a bunch of stuff going on. Watch alongs, private chat rooms, bonus content. Mark, do we have a poll up for anything right now too?
We do, but it looks like we're going to end up with Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling episode 1
nice.
For TNI fam's choice up
Hell
next.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
Patreon.com/WeTalkImpact, all sorts of stuff going on. Some pay-per-view watch-alongs in the treehouse we've been doing. So, we're maybe discussing doing a big pay-per-view pretty soon.
Yeah, get into Discord because we have a lot of fun in the Discord. We show some stuff in the What did we just show the other day?
AAW the other day, right?
Yeah. Well, I showed AAW on Monday. Jay streamed this episode of The Asylum tonight. Sunday, Truck and Punk Trace streamed the very first episode of Shine Women Wrestling.
No shit. Wow.
Yep. And then they did Shine. Yeah, they did Shine 14 last week, which was great. I think it was Shine 14. Maybe it was 17. I forget. But it was good. We're doing all sorts of stuff. We're going to show Lost Boys pretty soon. We got all sorts of shit going on. Join the Discord. The link is in the description. It's also in the description of all the socials. The Discord has become the nucleus of where everything happens, and you can get like the most up-to-date information. Even if none of us are active on there, you've got, D-Bat Cubs and Zach and Lakers and all sorts of people that are active on there and can fill you in. So get on that Discord.
Yeah, if you're definitely on there last night, you got a play-by-play of Pulp Fiction. So.
Nice. Yeah. I missed that. I wish I would have jumped in for that one. But it's a fun thing. Discord has been one of the most fun parts of this network. So thank you, everybody. We got a bunch of new people joining. If you are, I'm going to put this out there, but if you are like a Redditor message board person, tell people about it. Have them bring wrestling fans in, tell people about the show, things like that. Share it around for sure. Definitely want to keep the community going in there and keep meeting new people. Ready to Rumble was in there too. Yeah, thank you, Zach. That was good too.
That was a lot of fun. Ready to Rumble was a lot of fun.
That was a blast because, I mean, as an old wrestling fan like myself, I never even fucking saw that. So that was great.
That was good. It's a good fucking movie. Yeah. But good stuff, guys.
When he said old for Ready to Rumble. It's
1999. It's, I mean, it's 21 years old. That's 22 years old. Holy shit. But yeah, check that out, guys. We got a full schedule going on all the time. Next week, we'll be back with 78 on this. And everything's on audio, all audio platforms, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon. Rate, review, subscribe on those guys. And then We Talk Impact on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everything. I skipped ahead to that. What's our individual plugs? J-Bone, where can we all find
you? You can find me and all my cats, apparently, who is very sleepy on my shoulder right now. Find me over on that other little podcast called Smash This Podcast, where we're smashing all things wrestling. The schedule's all over the place lately, but we're mainly covering AEW. I've been covering some documentaries lately, and I just brought back the old Jacked Up Jukebox, which is mainly about my love of music and usually something hard rock or heavy metal related. And you can find that on YouTube, Twitch, all the socials, and on anchor.fm/smashthispodcast for audio.
Very nice. Very nice. Mark, where are you at?
You can find me at Mark World Order, M-A-R-K-Q World Order on Twitter a little bit, but more likely you can find me on the Discord. The link is in the description and in the socials. Join us on the Discord.
Very nice. Bill, where are you at, man? And will you be tweeting Slam Week?
I will tweet some stuff, but never come to me for spoilers because I don't put out anything like that. But I will. And just for Zach, I'll put at least one picture out there.
All right.
From the
How about
trip.
This?
Maybe it'll be me, the Joe Doering head, and Joe Doering. Who knows?
Who knows? My God. You're going to break Instaneck.
How about this? Can you guys take a picture together at Slam and put that on the T&I Twitter?
Definitely. Definitely.
And
this will be our first opportunity actually in a while to get more than one person in a pick for us.
So get that, and then get Lino will be there too. He's a friend of the
show. I met Lino at Hard to Kill.
So Lino will be there too. He's got a custom shirt he made. Right? He showed us. Lino made a shirt that says "If Omega wins, we riot," and it's got the Omega. It's great. Look for Lino. He'll be easy to find. Friend of the show. And he's done some graphic work for us and stuff, but definitely look. So yeah, get a photo, get the whole fam in there, man. Whoever's down there, get a picture.
We'll do.
Kevin Martin in there.
Find
too.
Us, guys. Find us.
You know Kevin Martin's gonna find you, so go find Kevin Martin. Yeah, him too.
Martin, absolutely.
And then
SEC Miguel, the TNI there. Super fan.
Hell yeah.
Bill is what's
Waffle your House?
Is Jess coming? Jessica Douglas, another front row.
No, not to this one. And just a reminder, because it's we'll say it on Thursday, but they will be selling tickets to the next set of tapings. They go on sale Friday, also in Skyway, 3 days of tapings.
I got a little mini rant about that, and I'm going to leave it for Thursday. about the August TV tapings. It'll make more sense when I say it. Okay. And I think people understand, but I'm going to say it for the bigger audience. So I'll talk about it Thursday. Not just Patreon. I'm going to give that one to that's for public consumption because I want the public opinion on that.
It's clean then, and you're not confessing to any crimes.
It's definitely not clean. It's definitely ranty, but I think it makes a lot of sense. It's like New York God is killing it in our jacket right now. Dude, you need to follow our I want you to
Do we want to do After Dark with New York is Hot? You want to come sit in on a panel? New York is Hot.
No, we're not doing After Dark. But New York is Hot. I hope you're following us because I want you in every chat from now on with this. This is great content. But guys, just one more time. Follow us youtube.com/TotalNonstopImpact, ProWrestlingTees.com/TotalNonstopImpact, twitch.tv/TotalNonstopImpact, and We Talk Impact on all Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Connect with us, please. We love talking to you guys, what you guys are doing out there, what you're watching and what you're not watching. Just he followed it, my man. I love it, dude. Being all the now on.
Oh, bro. Hey, get on our Discord, too.
Get on the Discord.
Oh, dear God.
I would never
think just got interesting.
I'm sure people like freak out. He jumps in with that kind of stuff, and they like, oh my god, block him, dude. That's hilarious. So that's all right. We're gonna get out of here, guys. Thank you very much. We'll see you, TNI UK tomorrow. Join them Twitch and YouTube. They'll be on live. Bison Joe and Steve. And then, but please go watch the Moose interview before they go live. Check it out in the morning. It's only
15 minutes,
right? That's not long.
Yeah, we'll watch it first. Quick listen.
Yes. Check it out first. At least check it out before Slammiversary. And then we'll catch you guys Thursday for the go home show for Slammiversary. But there we go. All right. Beautiful. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. Discord link is in the description below. Go check it out on YouTube, not on Twitch. I think it's on YouTube only. So check it out. But if anybody wants to share it in the chat, share the Discord link in the chat. Thank you guys very much. Have a great rest of your week. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon for TNI UK. Stay safe out there, guys. And definitely add your new friend. New York is hot. We appreciate it. All right. We'll talk to you later. See you next week for this show, episode number 78, NWTNA. Join the watch along. If you don't have Impact Plus and it doesn't work for you, go watch the watch along. Truck host the watch along. This time Jay hosted it, but we hosted in the Discord. So go watch. All right. We're out of here. We'll see you guys later on the Word of Johnny Swinger.
And I want my pizzles back.
See you later, everybody.